welcome to Looking Back at Gawler's History Through the Files of the Bunyip for Wednesday the 10th of September. And I'm down here in the Gawler Culture Heritage Centre, underneath the Gawler Civic Centre, with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette. And always nice to be here again.
It is. Very quiet today, we're all alone.
Yeah, no other volunteers here.
No. I'll kick off with 150 years ago, museum. During the past week, Mr. E. Lane has received from Mr. J. H. Angus several interesting objects for our local museum, comprising a krukie, K-R-O-O-K-I-E, a ceremonial implement made from a shell from the northern coast, a bunch of fibre grass from northwestern Australia, and a circular stone through which a hole has been worn by the action of the water. Of course, this is one of the first museums, or the first in South Australia.
Yeah.
So, remarkable little museum. I think they had very much a collecting bug back then. Probably without much respect, but never mind.
100 years ago, the bushwhackers.
Yeah.
All the romance, all the pathos and the humour of the real Australian bush is contained in this stirring story, The Bushwhackers, to be screened by the Central Pictures in the Gawler Institute Hall on Saturday evening. The story is centred on mateship, that mystic word that carries the whole gamut of human emotion and causes one man to stick to another through thick and thin. Sounds very Aussie bush mate, doesn't it?
Reading the description of it, though, doesn't quite track how it's described there. I did some research. It was a silent film made in 1925, directed by Raymond Longford, who was a prolific Australian film director of silent films.
He was one of the early ones, wasn't he?
He was well known for Sentimental Bloke in 1919 and On Our Selection in 1920, which are two of the big films of the silent era.
Well known for the Steel Rudd films.
Yes. Well, Sentimental Bloke was C.J. Dennis.
Oh, Sentimental Bloke was, sorry, yes. Yeah.
And On Our Selection was Steel Rudd.
Steel Rudd, yeah.
I remember seeing.
We read that in school, I think that.
Yeah, it was still an Australian classic.
Yeah, it was, yeah, On Our Selection.
The film The Bushwhackers is actually loosely based on Tennyson's poem Enoch Arden, which is about someone that goes away, gets lost for beyond the 7-year period.
Oh, right.
Which a woman can remarry.
Yes.
Her husband is missing, and so she remarries and he comes home.
Oh.
And she's happily married to someone else.
Yeah. Because Tennyson spent some time in South Australia. He was governor of South Australia for a while.
Right.
Yeah, back in about the 1890s, I think, Tennyson.
Okay.
One of my favourite poets, Tennyson. Really fantastic.
I loved In Memoriam. I'm interested that they were screened in the Institute here as well, because there was a black and white cinema silent film showing silent films.
Down where the Super Elliots used to be or somewhere? Picture theatres or further along?
So it's the building that Hairdressers has just taken over and restored.
Oh, that one.
It was originally a cinema.
Oh, was it?
I found out because they were talking about the
Oh, wow.
Building. And their commitment to restoring it, which is absolutely thrilling.
It is thrilling. That's a hairdresser.
Yes.
Oh, I think she was in the Bunyip last week or the week before.
Yes, there was an article about last week. We're so pleased to see it being done up.
Yep.
Because that's been left a ruin for as long as I've
been older. Oh, yeah.
So from more than 25 years, 30 years. So it's really pleasing to see that.
See that, yep.
50 years ago, bus service for Gawler. A daily bus service for Gawler, Williston and Evanston residents will begin later this month. The new service will operate from Monday to Friday with a bus leaving from Murray Street and returning on a continuous basis. Proprietors of the new service, to be called the Gawler Passenger Service, are Mr. Peter Murray and his daughter Pauline. Would that be Pauline Murray the accountant?
Must be.
Yeah.
25 years ago. At last. It's been nearly a decade in the making, but soil has finally been turned in the first stage of Gawler's new Woolworths and TAFE developments. Pictured here is TAFE building site manager Victor Bolan of Badge Constructions overseeing levelling work which started at the High Street site for the TAFE last week. Building the new TAFE site at High Street is stage one of the town centre development. And there he is with another chap in a great big backhoe or something, digging. Well, the TAFE didn't last very long up there, did it? Several years, and now it's the Gawler Council.
That's right. No, it didn't last long. 10 years ago, homes could become roadkill. Residents fear they will lose their homes under Council's plans for alternative Gawler East Link Road routes. Gawler Council earlier this year resolved to push for a future link to Tyver Road, presenting the state government with options to divert its proposed route at One Tree Hill Road and shift it further east, or use Eckerman Avenue to facilitate the alignment. The proposal prompted backlash from local homeowners who worry their properties will be taken to facilitate Council's plan. Speaking on behalf of residents, Graham Williamson told Council at a recent meeting its proposal would have several consequences, including home losses. Well, I don't think they went with that proposal, I think, for the eastern bypass. But it's always a problem with...
It should have gone further south than it is. I mean, bringing it out on Potts Road was... strange, but never mind. That was the decision made, so yes, who I can...
They went with the cheapest option, which is understandable, I guess.
Yeah, so... That's it for this week.
That is. Until next week.
Until then.
For all light signs.